Today in Cape Town, South Africa, the last major committee of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission shuts down. The TRC was created 6 years ago to help South Africa deal with its apartheid past. In that time, thousands applied for amnesty in exchange for confessions of racial violence. Thousands more applied for reparations. Joining me now is Katu Mamaila of The Star, South Africa's largest daily newspaper. Good morning, Katu.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Is there a consensus in South Africa about what this commission accomplished?
Yes and no. Yes, in the sense that everybody agrees that the Truth and Reconciliation Commission was an important development in unraveling what happened during apartheid. But the problem is that the reconciliation part, as people begin to talk about what happened, some argue that it might actually have undermined the process because it hardened the racial relations between blacks and whites as people begin to understand what actually happened.
So is there a divide then about how whites regard the commission's work versus how blacks regard it?
I think there is. For some whites, they'll be arguing that maybe the commission is a witch hunt and perhaps undoing the work that was started by Nelson Mandela of reconciling black and white. But for blacks, obviously, it was a very important step in terms of understanding what happened. But also, even within the black community, there were others who felt that the commission failed in terms of failing to distinguish between gross human rights violations, because it covered both sides. It sort of equated apartheid violations and what you will call excessive force that was committed by the anti-apartheid movement.
Now, there were many high-profile figures who did not apologize or confess for what had gone on during the apartheid era, most particularly the former president, P.W. Botha. How did that hurt the commission's work?
Indeed, people are arguing that when they agreed to compromise justice, the promise was that you will get to know the full truth of what happened. But if you can't get senior people like P.W. Botha appearing before the commission to tell us what happened, then we don't get to know the full story. And therefore, we lose both ways. We don't get the full truth and we don't get justice. And in a way, some people argue that in that way, the commission failed the victims. And in addition, there's also a problem of reparations. The commission made recommendations that victims be compensated, and the reparations have not been forthcoming, whereas the perpetrators have been granted amnesty. They've been released from prison.
The commission is supposed to release its last report this fall. Will it contain recommendations? What do you expect to be in it?
By and large, I think it will make recommendations relating to compensation, because I think the government has also budgeted some funds to try to compensate. But other people argue that the funds that are there are simply not enough. And some people actually bring up some sophisticated argument about the fact that, if you've lost a loved one, how do you attach a monetary value to a life, and therefore maybe calling for reparations or compensation is not advisable.
Katu Mamaila is a reporter with the South African newspaper The Star. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.